Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. U.S. officials confirming to ABC News that two missiles were fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen toward a commercial tanker vessel in the Red Sea. Thankfully, those missiles did miss. During that incident, a U.S. warship shot down a drone that was also launched from Yemen. That drone heading in the direction of the USS Mason again, which is the warship that shot down the unmanned craft. With just over a month until the crucial Iowa caucuses, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis launched a string of attacks against former President Donald Trump during a CNN town hall meeting in Iowa.
I think, though, one thing in this race that I think is important to point out is Donald Trump flip-flopping on the right to life.
CNN hosting another town hall tonight with Vivek Ramaswamy. The White House hosting nearly 100 lawmakers from around the country today to work on how their states can try to reduce gun violence. The Gun Violence Prevention Office, the first of its kind, launched this year by President Biden and run by Vice President Kamala Harris, says state legislatures keep telling them they want to do more to reduce gun violence. President Biden urging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request.
Congress needs to pass a supplemental funding to Ukraine before they break a holiday recess, before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
He made that appeal in the Oval Office while alongside Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who had earlier directly appealed to lawmakers for additional support on Capitol Hill. The call for urgency coincides with the likelihood that lawmakers will conclude the last week of the legislative year without reaching an agreement. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The rumor mill is swirling. Longtime New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick is reportedly leaving the organization at the end of the season. NBC Sports says the Patriots made that decision actually back in November. Belichick led the Patriots to 6 Super Bowl wins over 2 decades. The team currently 3-10. Global Veg Corps has issued a recall of all the lots and codes of its 5-pound packages of Aviator brand sun-dried tomato halves due to the possibility of undeclared sulfites in it. The company said in a statement that it was aware of affected products being sold in New York and New Jersey and not nationwide, as the statement on the FDA website had indicated. Products to look out for were distributed in 4x5-pound cartons. A 9-year-old beluga whale at Mystic Aquarium in Connecticut named Carabali has died, marking the 3rd death among 5 whales that were transported there from Canada in 2021. Karabali began swimming abnormally in November, and her strange behavior continued to progress. She was eventually moved to the intensive care facility at the aquarium's Aquatic Animal Study Center and passed away on Monday. A necropsy will be conducted to determine the cause of her death. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I do want to clarify something. As I mentioned earlier, the J6 Legal Fund, it's j6legal.org. That's what you want to click on, j6legal.org, if you want to participate in the matching donations that has been offered by the Overstock.com billionaire. He's putting up $500,000. He's pledged to donate $500,000. If we can meet half that and raise $250,000 by the end of Sunday at midnight. So j6legal.org if you want to participate. And thank you very much for doing so. Shea Bradley Farrell is going to be joining us in just a moment. She's a foreign policy expert and author. Her book, Last Warning to the West, Hungary's Triumph Over Communism and the Woke Agenda, comes with a warning, if not even an admonition to the West, but also a message of hope that if Hungary can do it, if they have hung in there, for over 1,000 years, the people of Hungary have fought against oppression and survived to wholeheartedly embrace their freedom and national identity today. So you ask, is there hope for America? Shea Bradley Farrell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on. And yes, I always want to end with a message of hope and strategies and solutions, because otherwise, what's the point, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, No question. Overwhelming majority of Americans are feeling the pain. They sense that something has gone awfully wrong, that our democratic republic has been compromised, it's corrupt, and it's like it's slipping through our fingers, Shay.
Yeah, Bill, they have good reason to be concerned. You know, when I first started doing research on my book, Last Warning to the West, I was going over to Hungary. And I was doing interviews with regular people in Budapest, out in the country as well, and also senior officials. And I heard this over and over again, that the United States, the rhetoric coming out of the United States, was reminding them, the Hungarians, of their Soviet era.
Yeah. Yeah, and that seems to be consistent with other countries who have gone and have experienced communism, the same type of thing. We have people coming in, you know, from Argentina, Venezuela, and they go, oh, my gosh, deja vu all over again here. So so they're seeing this. Also, the other thing that I hear often, Shay, is that they still look at America as that shining light on a hill, that beacon of hope. And they are hopeful for our nation, which, you know, I appreciate, and they pray for our nation that, we will, you know, that we will turn back to first principles. And I say one of the big issues that we repent we repent from the things that we have done wrong and get our country back on track.
Well, and I agree. And yeah, especially during the Reagan era, they looked to the United States as their beacon of hope. They were under Soviet occupation during that time. They were under occupation from 1946 to 1991. And, you know, as I did the research for my book, here's the deal. Bolshevism or Marxism is very similar to progressivism. You see what's going on in the U.S. right now. You see the roots of it in the Marxism or Bolshevism of the early 1900s. You know, stuff like legalized abortion trumpeted as health care. Divisiveness, trying to put division between people, you know, people and religion, people and their families, parents and their children, the diminishment of parental rights and authority, all of these streamed out of Marxism and the Bolshevik revolution. And I am trying to get that point across to people that we are slowly losing our freedom. In fact, Bill, in 1959, you know, I found as part of my research some documents that had come out of our Department of Defense. There were lesson strategies that outlined the communist psychological warfare agenda. And in fact, all of these points are in my book. But you look at those points, and every one of them applies to the United States today and to the woke agenda coming out of the European Union.
Exactly. Nothing new under the sun. We have been warned, but it seems that Americans at large, somehow, this is incredible to them. They just cannot believe that this is possible. But it's kind of crept in, and it's taken over every aspect of our culture to such a degree. And we were talking about this earlier, Shay, that, you know, traditionally, politics is supposed to be downstream the culture. But what has happened is the same thing in other communist countries, is that the model gets flipped. And what happens is is politics takes the lead and culture becomes downstream politics. This is why it's so divisive right now and why we're at each other's throats. And so, because that's what politics does. Politics divides, sadly. It doesn't unite. It is the heart of the American people. The spirit of 1776, the spirit of the pilgrims when they first came in unity, seeking, you know, seeking God and praying to God for over 12 years to have a country, have a place where they could honor God and worship God freely and not be controlled by a government. And God answered that prayer. And, and people inherently understand that there is a huge difference from then to now.
Exactly, Bill. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, and the whole point of communism is control. So, again, this is why I wrote the book, because, you, like you said, Americans are having a hard time grasping this. But, you know, in 1959, there was an international security expert, again, writing in our Department of Defense manuals that our freedoms were being taken away little by little. And as soon as we realized this, you know, that communism did this kind of thing, everything would be okay. We'd wake up and, you know, everything, freedom would prevail. Well, we haven't woken up. We have watched it little by little. Let me go back to those, you know, 11 points of the communist psychological warfare. You know, one of those was, again, going back to the issue of control, is that the government or the leading power of communism wants to use a crisis in order to gain control. We saw that during COVID, for sure.
Right. Right.
Governments all over the world were taking power that people should have been more appalled at, and they were not. Another one of those points is using propaganda, like creating a propaganda base that pushes communism and is so much stronger to get the communist message out. Well, we see that right now with, you know, the leftist media basically controlled by the Biden administration.
Yeah, they've taken over, you know, the entire narrative. And look at this is what You know, this is what happened to us during COVID. The disinformation, which is unbelievable, Shay, is that all the disinformation the government was responsible for, yet their fingers are pointing out, claiming that other people were offering disinformation when you had doctors out there that didn't go with the party line and they were just saving lives and keeping people out of the hospital. But then they had to go to Star Chambers and defend their medical license. Unbelievable. We got to go to break. More from Shay after this. Stay with us.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and for more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Shay Bradley Farrell is with us, a foreign policy expert. She's released a new book, Last Warning to the West, And by comparison, and this is my addition to it, by comparison, that's not part of the title, but the subtitle is Hungary's Triumph Over Communism and the Woke Agenda. So there is hope, ladies and gentlemen, and it's interesting because we are in the season of Advent. The first week was hope, because we understand who we can render our hope and where our hope comes from God Almighty. And, of course, this week we've been focusing on peace. So, and so I love this Advent season because it prepares us for, you know, Christmas and God's greatest gift to his creation. Shay, in your book, before we get down the road too far here, is that your book comes well endorsed, right?
Bill, I have been so blessed by my endorsements. I couldn't have asked for anything more. Carrie Lake wrote the foreword for my book, and I met her in Hungary this year.
Really?
Tucker Carlson, Lou Dobbs, General Michael Flynn, Representative Paul Gosar, all of them endorsed the book with review blurbs on the back cover. So if for nothing else, you've got to get a copy off of Amazon just to read those, because that just meant the world to me.
Well, and it's also a reminder of our history. The problem that we have in today's academia is we ignore history. And this is why our kids are running in the streets, shouting epithets and bumper sticker slogans that are disconnected. They're not very intellectual, bottom line, because they fail to study history and understand what it's all about. It's ironic because you have even, you know, like the LGBTQ community, yelling for Palestine and echoing the motto, from the river to the sea, which really is pointed toward a Holocaust. And what they don't understand, the LGBTQ community, again, this is such blatant ignorance and typical of where we are right now in our culture, is that they wouldn't last for 2 seconds in a Muslim community.
I spent a lot of time in the Middle East, and homosexual people go to jail in many places in the Middle East.
Well, they're lucky if it's only jail, Shay. I mean, many times they launch them off the top of buildings.
ISIS cut their heads off and pushed them off of buildings. I mean, it is amazing what people don't understand. That's part of the reason I wrote the book, though, because I traced history of communism, and I'm not a historian, but I realized you couldn't tell the modern-day story of Hungary and how they are opposing the woke agenda unless you understood their fight for sovereignty over the past 1,000 years, but especially since 1944, when the Nazis came in and occupied them, killed, oppressed their people. The Soviets came in 1946. They were there till 1991. And they did the exact same thing. They killed their political opposition. They put people in show trials to make them look guilty. And, they took away people's freedom. You touched on culture earlier, Bill. And what's very interesting about Sovietization of the satellite countries was that one of the steps that they took was to take away civic society, to close down civic institutions, to watch people in churches so that they, didn't become too faithful. They made the Hungarians take religious symbols down off their walls and put pictures up of the communist leaders. They wouldn't let them celebrate national holidays. Anyway, so they really took away the fabric of what, people put their foundation on.
Exactly. Well, and faith is a huge deal, and this is what's happening in our country today. I mean, you have Scott Powell was on earlier, Shay, and I had not heard about the Reconciliation Monument that they want to take down in Arlington and what it represented, the woof and wharf of hope and forgiveness and reconciliation right there in that monument. And, and the Naming Commission has decided to take it down. And this is a big part of our history. This, really memorialized the unification of the North and South after the Spanish-American you know, the Spanish-American War, and where the you know, like 9/11, when America came together. Remember, we had about 3 weeks of unity. It's about all we could stand. It's crazy in the midst of this crazy political environment we're in. But for about 3 weeks of unity, we were together, and it's USA, USA, it's America, and all that. And so you had a similar expression there, and to memorialize that, you get this beautiful monument that they wanted. I mean, it's been ordered to tear it down. I mean, Def Secretary Austin is dismantling it there in Arlington. And, you know, the people need to speak up, you know, to your point, and you point this out in your book as well, is that we cannot just sit there and be laissez-faire about these critical monuments and benchmarks of our history that that really demonstrate, a great American idea given to us by God, managed by humanoids, failed people, and we've made our mistakes, but we've also at points been able to come together and say and ask for forgiveness, repent, and get back on track. And to me, I believe that's our hope, and that's the only thing that we can look for that could possibly save the West, as you put out this last warning to the West, because we are, for the longest time, Shay, we've been getting messages that we're at a tipping point, but I believe we're on the other side of that tipping point, and we're going downhill, and I think that that's adding to the rapidity of all these things that have happened in the last couple of years. It's so amazing, right?
Yeah, Bill, you're exactly right. What's going on with the statue is what the communists did in the Soviet satellite countries. They set about to reinterpret people's history and to oppress Western civilization. If you go back, you know, into the early 1900s, Communist International was a group of different bodies within the Soviet satellite that got together to spread communism. Supposedly, it was disbanded in 1940s, but I believe that it's still been going on. And if you look at what has happened throughout the Western world, it is. And the other thing that you touched on is really the deconstruction of Western civilization. You know, woe to us if that happens, because certainly we are not perfect. And as you alluded to, we have to learn from our mistakes. But this is the greatest country on earth, you know, and right. Reagan said, paraphrasing, of course, that we're never more than a generation away from losing our freedom. And I have to tell you, Bill, I think he's right on that.
Right.
And we may be very close to it right now. Mm-hmm. I came to Washington actually not to be a leader of the conservative movement. I've only been here about 7 years. I came to work in international development, but I started volunteering for Concerned Women for America. And during the Trump administration, and as I did that, I realized that my freedoms were being taken away as I got more involved in D.C. So mm-hmm. I encouraged people, we have to stand for our freedom. You and I are people of faith. That's what initiates everything that I do. But also, as you mentioned earlier, I lay out in the book a way forward, because Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban put out 12 points of how to really hold on to your country and push back against the woke agenda. And I can go into those if you'd like, but
we've got a minute left. Okay. But so I'll let you summarize it. But that's also a good reason for why people need to get their hands on your book, so they can read all 12 points and study it and see how it can apply to them, and that they can be motivated to be part of the solution and not add to the problem.
Yes, that's exactly right, because we need to be on the offense, not the defense all the time. There are many ways to do that. So please, Bill, I'd like to say my book is on Amazon, Last Warning to the West. You can read all those great endorsements, or you can come on counterpointinstitute.org and sign up for our newsletter, and we'll send out that information to you. But thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, Shay Bradley Farrell, thank you. God bless. Take care.
God bless you, brother. Bye-bye.
You got it. The Last Warning to the West, Hungary's Triumph. over communism
if
and the woke agenda. If you're
65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA News Update. U.S. officials confirming that two missiles were fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen toward a commercial tanker vessel in the Red Sea. Those projectiles did miss the ship. The White House hosting nearly 100 lawmakers from around the country today to work on how their states can try to reduce gun violence. With just over a month until the crucial Iowa caucuses, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis taking part in a CNN town hall meeting in Iowa last night, launching a string of attacks against former President Donald Trump. CNN hosts Vivek Ramaswamy tonight. President Biden urging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request before the holiday recess. He made that appeal in the Oval Office yesterday while alongside Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
We're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John's America is joining us from stream.org. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, fine, thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Survived Thanksgiving, you know, got through the food coma, you know, the post-turkey cold, you know, sandwiches that you have. It's a must-have that and some football as a chaser, and then all is well, you know. But meanwhile, you know, then we, you know, turn on the TV and we get back to real life and see what's going on here. An interesting dynamic, you know, DEI is DI. Dying as we predicted it would. Corporate America is coming to its senses and realizing all this wokeism stuff is costing the bottom line. It's unsustainable. They're walking away from it. You know, meanwhile, Joe Biden is proffering higher corporate income tax. China is lowering theirs. Maybe that's why they gave Xi a standing ovation in San Francisco when they were there. What do you think?
Oh, I think they praised Xi for multiple reasons. First of all, he is a representative of non-Western culture, and white self-hatred is the replacement for Christianity as the elite religion in America. White guilt, whereby rich white people despise poor white people and dead white people, their ancestors and blue-collar workers. They hold them in contempt and use that as a way of signal virtue signal and wield political power over Black and Hispanic voters and keep themselves in positions of massive wealth and privilege, such as Gavin Newsom enjoys. So you have tiny, tiny elites living in unparalleled historic levels of comfort and luxury in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco, while the city falls apart for ordinary people. What the left is really doing, they are trying to turn North America into something much more like traditional Latin America, where a tiny elite lives inside a hacienda in their white suits and straw hats, smoking their little cigars, and everybody lives in a favela, in a slum. There's no middle class that can challenge the people in the hacienda for power.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is their goal. It's to turn our social structure into a pyramid with themselves at the top. Whereas America, since its founding, has always been kind of egalitarian. Small farmers, small businessmen. Yes, they'll be rich people, but you know what? In three generations, they won't be rich anymore because their families will have spent the money and other people will rise. And this is constant social mobility. The left is trying to freeze a pyramid of power into place whereby they at the top can use people on welfare, recent immigrants, messed up transgender, other sexual eccentrics, use them as soldiers to liquidate the middle class and to make sure there is no bridge between the bottom of society and the top.
Yeah, they want a predicted outcome for themselves, but not for anyone else. I mean, this is like the union mentality, the same thing, you know. And meanwhile, you know, here
really,
it is.
Really, it's a kind of feudalism. It's feudalism. Yeah. It's returning to the Middle Ages without the cathedrals, without the faith, without the saints. But
exactly.
It's returning to that kind of power structure. I write about this frequently at stream.org. I write four times a week at stream.org. I hope people will go check out my essays there.
Well, you know, amazing is that in no time, I mean, the people in San Francisco, they didn't want G to leave. This is the first time in a long time that the streets didn't smell of poop and hypodermic needles wasn't something they had to, you know, walk around. But it was amazing how quick, John, the city returned to its mess.
Well, that's right, because it was an artificial thing. It's kind of like the way when they would do tours of Stalin's Russia, they would pick up all the corpses of the starving people off the ground and decorate the village. And the Methodist ministers who came, the progressive little mainline Protestants who would come and would say, oh, my gosh, look at this progress. Look how orderly everything is. There are no poor people. And they would come back with glowing reports about the Soviet Union. Well, Gavin Newsom is doing the same thing with San Francisco. He wants his allies in China to have a good opinion. The whole idea that people can cozy up to communist China, but then talk about Donald Trump as if he were a dictator, it is a level of psychological denial and madness that is straight out of Orwell's 1984, where people are trained in doublethink, where they can think two contradictory things at the same time. So for Donald Trump to separate immigrant children from people who claim to be their relatives in order to test their DNA and see if they're related to the kid or if they're a sex trafficker, well, that is dictatorial. That's Trump putting children in cages. But for President Xi of China to keep 3 million Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps, cut them open and steal their organs and sell them on the international black market, as Forbes magazine documented China does, well, that's okay.
Yes.
We're not going to complain about that. It's impossible anymore to believe in the good faith, in good intentions, or intellectual honesty of the left in America. I don't think the left is run by humans anymore. I think it's run by principalities and powers. The way I see it is I see the left as like the Gadarene swine in the gospel, being driven by demons to drown themselves in the sea. And you and I are just trying to get out of the way of all the pigs plunging down the hill.
And the thing is, John, there's such madness that's going on. You know, it's bad enough that it's with this ruling elite, but it's spread into the universities, and it's on full demonstration in the streets of our country, where they do not know the difference between good and evil. They don't know the difference between somebody being massacred versus, you know, someone that was living peacefully.
I mean, the support for Hamas, the support for Palestinian terrorists slaughtering children. Again, there's no innocent explanation for this. This is demonic. It's demonic madness. And I tell people, if you've got kids ready to go to college, the best thing you could do, if you can't send them to a tiny religious school, is have them live at home and go to whatever community college they need to accumulate credits and whatever state university, but they have to live at home. It's the campus atmosphere and their peers, their fellow students, that takes children with Christian upbringings and turns them into monsters. So I say, treat college like a colonoscopy. You want to get it over with as quickly and painlessly as possible, but you're kind of a pervert if you expect to enjoy it.
Exactly. And you want to go back often. It's not like you're going to get a free car wash after it's all said and done.
Right. There's nothing. University and college, the traditional college experience has been hijacked and turned into a cult indoctrination program by people who essentially, whether they realize it or not, are worshiping Satan and engaged in indulging in ideological madness that would have fit right in Jim Jones's Guyana.
Exactly. You know, we've imported that, John. You know, look at all the money these universities and endowments that they're getting from these foreign nations. And that opens up the door for them to send all these kids that have been grown since in vitro. I mean, you know, since they were in their mother's womb, to hate Israel and to have all this hatred. And we bring it into the country. It's no longer existential. It's amongst us.
That's right. But we're even more, we're producing it. I mean, I'm just astonished by the number of faculty, homegrown Americans, like Irish last names, who clearly grew up as Catholics. And they sound like members of some Marxist zombie cult. And what it is the way to rise in America, to join the so-called elites, has nothing to do with intellectual quality, certainly not courage, independence, creativity. No, it's all about conformism. Are you a good sheep?
Yes.
And you smell which way the herd is going and make sure that you go right with them. Absolute rigid conformity has become the defining virtue of our ruling classes. And that's why you see pathetic creatures like Mitt Romney and Nikki Haley claiming to be conservative Republicans, and they're echoing the same insane leftist slogans that the Democrats were pushing 5 years ago.
Amazing. Yeah, it's so true. We got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek after this.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581.
800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
As promised, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemarek, the author and senior editor at Stream.org, continues. John, as you're saying, you know, all you have to do is, you know, use a little bit of discernment here and listen to what people are saying. And, you know, because we are at that intersection of life and death, good and evil. And what they're saying, is it good? Is it evil? Pause for a moment. Have some discernment. Take a moment and engage your own intellect to discern what's going on, as opposed to getting caught up in this wave and in this emotion that people are running to. And because, you know, like these kids that are out there in the street, you know, here they are on one hand, you know, LGBTQ for Palestine.
Right. Exactly.
How moronic is that, huh?
In a sense, these kids deserve to live under Muslim Sharia. They deserve ISIS. They do. They fully deserve ISIS and Hamas. But we don't. So yeah. I would be happy to send any of these people to go live under the rule of ISIS or Hamas. And I would not rescue them, and I would not trade anyone for them. I would leave them there for the rest of their short, pointless lives. These people deserve exactly what they're getting, but the problem is they're going to drag us down, too.
Well, that's exactly, and that's what's happening. Because if they don't think the videos that we're seeing, and we haven't seen them all in totality, just like the January 6th videos, but what we see is so shocking, what Hamas did in raping women, dragging them through the streets naked there in Gaza, and you've got American kids that are okay with that? Or they're saying that it's a lie, that it didn't happen?
These same kids who say that if you criticize their sexual politics, you are engaged in a microaggression, and you're making them feel unsafe, and you need to be investigated for verbal violence if you criticize them. Charlie Kirk went to speak at the University of Arizona. Mm-hmm. Again, people were free to show up or not, okay? The University of Arizona set up counseling services to help students process the trauma of hearing, in an event they chose to go to, ideas they didn't agree with. This is what universities are for? To create kids who curl up in a fetal ball and rock back and forth, mama, 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 if they hear from someone who disagrees with them? I'm for closing these universities, pretty much all of them. Defund them. We would be better off without them. In the past, only 50 years ago, it was only in the last 50 years that a majority of young Americans went to college. We did fine just before that. I would love to see all these faculty and administrators rendered unemployed. Let them go in the rice paddies the way the Khmer Rouge sent people in Cambodia. I would like to see our intellectual class subject to manual agricultural labor so they could do something useful with their poisonous lives.
Because to your point, John, what service are they offering to these kids that need leadership at this age where they're so immature and, being indoctrinated, but there seems to be a void of leadership at the scholarly level, the academic level, to help these kids to be able to tell them that, this is nonsense, this is not allowed to happen, we are going to protect these core values of our country that are clearly enumerated in our Constitution.
Because the kind of people who tend to get tenure as college professors are not the ones who are independent-minded, who speak their mind and stand for their beliefs. Those are the kind of people who don't get hired or don't get rehired or don't get tenure. So what you have is a system that encourages herd-like conformity and a kind of Stalinist terror whereby if you set one foot off the party line, you'll get a career bullet to the back of your head. I remember when at Yale University, two center-left professors were driven off campus and forced to give up tenure because one of them sent an email telling people to chill out about cultural appropriation and Halloween costumes. They were driven off campus. As far as I'm concerned, that school, and that's where I went for my bachelor's degree, was to Yale. It would be better off if they closed it, turned it into a rescue pet shelter. It would do more good for the intellect of Americans if they just made it into a mixed martial arts dojo.
Well, John, we've lost our minds. It's absolute madness. And if it's not here in America, look what's happening at COP28. They want us off meat. Nobody can eat meat anymore. We're going to save the planet. All these predictions, I was asking another environmentalist, I said, how many of these predictions have been made that have not been fulfilled? Is anybody keeping track? From Al Gore to Greta to, all these other loudmouths that are claiming the, Ocasio-Cortez. Of course, she played it safe. She said, we got 12 years, so, by 2030. So she made her prediction, back in 2018, that
they want to cut the birth rate and import more third world immigrants because they think those immigrants are going to be docile, obedient, and easy to control. The government has decided it's unsatisfied with the American people, so it's going to dissolve the American people and replace it with a new one that's easier to rule. There's no other way to explain 9 million illegal aliens waved into the country by Joe Biden. Meanwhile, air marshals, U.S. air marshals, are no longer riding domestic flights to protect them against acts of terrorism. Do you know why? Those air marshals being used to research the movements of every human being who went to Washington, D.C. around January 6, 2021.
Right,
exactly. Everybody who went there, even if you went there for a wedding, they are watching you. They're not watching terrorists on airplanes. I used to write political satire. It's impossible now because every day the Democrats act crazier than I could imagine in my most malicious fantasies. It is pointless to write political satire because, you know what? You just give the left idea.
Exactly.
That actually happened to me. It happened to me. In March 2020, I made the joke that sending drag queens into schools to read stories to children to spread transgender dysphoria among the children, that it was like having a COVID patient story hour at nursing homes. It was like sending COVID victims to nursing homes. Well, sure enough, Gavin Newsom and Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer, within 2 weeks, were doing that. I wonder if they read my satire and thought, that's a damn good idea.
I know. I was talking to our friends at Babylon Bee. They say, Bill, it just writes itself. We don't even have to put much effort. We don't need AI or anything else. It just writes itself anymore.
Back when they approved, when the Supreme Court stuffed same-sex marriage down everyone's throats, a few brave people like Phyllis Schlafly were warning that this would lead to the transgender madness. And they were dismissed as cranks, as extremists, mm-hmm. as nutcases. And now, of course, it's all being imposed on us. They're trying to castrate children. They're chemically castrating children. And we're just supposed to accept it. Yesterday's satire is today's new false religion. What we're engaged in now is spiritual warfare.
And yes.
People need to educate themselves, read the stream, watch Steve Bannon, listen to you, listen to Eric Metaxas, educate yourself, get to the gun range and prepare yourself because things could get very ugly very fast.
Yeah.
Pray fast, stay in touch with Almighty God because we are right now like Lot's family in Sodom.
Yeah, no doubt. And I wanted to touch on something. We had about 2.5 minutes left here, John. And that is the synod with Pope Francis.
My theory is that Pope Francis is an atheist who joined the seminary decades ago at the behest of the Communist Party and who has been trying to destroy the church from within ever since. And I'm actually writing an article for Chronicles magazine today where I make the argument that the best explanation for Francis is not that he's misled, not that he's misguided, not that he's a heretic. He doesn't believe in God. Mm. And he hates the church and wants to destroy it and is using all his power to do so.
I want you to consider that theory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can use what you just said and exchange Pope Francis for Joe Biden. Exchange the church for America, right?
Remember, Barack Obama explicitly said he hated American exceptionalism. He wanted to fundamentally transform America into a normal country like Belgium. In other words, the whole idea that the American political system is fundamentally good and flows from the Christian worldview. He hated that idea, and he wanted to transform America in the image of the radical left. And he essentially is still in power. He was essentially in power through the deep state, even while Trump was president.
Exactly. Yeah, he was able to move his people out of his administration and put them in bureaucratic positions. It's pretty strategic on his part because he knew Donald Trump was going to come in and make some massive changes.
That's
and
right.
They were doing everything they could to offset those changes, which, the changes that we did realize, were for the betterment of the middle class. For America at large. And if you think not, all you have to remember is day one of Joe Biden, because they're back.
Right? I wrote an article at stream.org. I hope people will go read it. It's called Barack Obama, President for Life. I think that is their goal. And when Donald Trump won the election, they thought the American people had stabbed them in the back. And they decided to persecute us. And they used the Nazi playbook to do so. What the left is doing to America is closely modeled to how the Nazis took power in Germany through a tactic called anarcho-tyranny.
Exactly.
Anarchy for me, tyranny for thee. BLM can riot and destroy American cities, but if you take a selfie on January 6th, we're putting you in solitary confinement.
He's the author and senior editor at Stream.org, Dr. John Zemarek. Thank you, John. Take care. Godspeed,
Thank
my friend.
You.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you